Chapter 1. It's good to be back, Dee Dee said, looking up at Seattle's most prestigious apartment building. And we have a great client to kickstart my return. I must say, Susie, you've done an incredible job on marketing to pull in such a client. Susie beamed as they went through the glass revolving doors into the bright, shining lobby, complete with a marble floor. Thanks, Dee Dee, she said. I wasn't sure about putting the ad in the most exclusive magazine in Seattle. It cost a lot, and I mean a lot. That was a brave move, Dee Dee said, but it certainly seems to have paid off. She looked around at the fountain and the expensive paintings in the lobby and said again, and I mean paid off. Dee Dee and her husband, Jake, had been in Connecticut to take over a friend's private investigation firm when he needed to be with his wife in her struggle to overcome cancer. Jake had left his private investigating firm in Seattle in the hands of their good friend, Al DiDuco, a former member of the Mafia, who had gone straight and married Dee Dee's friend, Cassie, a prominent restaurant critic. Al had to fake his own death when some Mafia members came after him, reminding him that with the mob, the past never stays in the past. He, Cassie, Dee Dee, and Jake had rushed to Chicago to put things to rest. Thankfully, since then, everything had been quiet, and Al hadn't had any more death threats. It looked like the chapter in his new life was finally in full swing, and no loose threads from the past could come and interrupt the story. After signing in with the receptionist and getting visitor passes, they rode up in the large mirrored elevator to the 10th floor, where their client, Tobias Crank, was staying. I've never much been into opera, Dee Dee said. If I had to choose, I'd prefer to go to a musical. At least then I could understand what was going on. Susie grinned. Me too. Paragons of culture, aren't we? Dee Dee flashed her smile. Perhaps we'll learn to love it, since we'll be around all these opera types. I wonder if we'll be invited to the opera. Well, the guy sounded pretty friendly on the phone, Susie said. You never know. We need to pretend to like opera very much, Dee Dee said with a laugh. Otherwise, he might be offended. I like the fact you spoke to the man himself, though, not an assistant. Maybe that means he's approachable and down to earth. Tobias Crank was very friendly, they discovered, and extremely approachable, but down to earth? Not in the slightest, and they realized that the moment they stepped through the door of his apartment. Eccentric was the operative word. He was a very tall man, so tall he had to duck to fit through door frames, and his manner of dressing was very unusual. He had on a corduroy suit in a dazzling shade of amethyst purple, black suede shoes, clear round glasses, and an abundance of Gothic silver jewelry. He carried a black cane with a silver tip and had an explosion of salt and pepper curly hair, except for the bald dome on the top of his head. He greeted them at the door. Susie, Dee Dee, welcome, he said exuberantly, as if they were old friends he hadn't seen in years. Now, since I'm not endowed with psychic powers, you'll have to let me know which one is which. Dee Dee laughed kindly. I'm Dee Dee, and this is Susie. The Delish Caterers, he said. A play on your names, I presume. Yes, Dee Dee said. And you're Tobias Crank, the eminent director, yes? Eminent is a word I cannot claim for myself, he said. Along with fabulous, multi-talented, the Grand Maharaja of Opera, Emperor of the Stage and other such titles, epithets, and descriptions, he winked. But other people are more than welcome to use them. He clapped his hands. Now, let us go into the living room briefly, and then into the kitchen. They walked through a long hallway, decorated with incredible artwork, and into the living room. It was a very large room with a high ceiling, and filled with antiques from all over the world.